Okay, great. 16F. Hazar Ashir, Tornida 16F. This was titled Od B'inin Harfakos. This was like little points which Rabbi Solomon wanted to fill in, little gaps. So a lot of these gaps we already dealt with when we did the proper shir, like Mukomos Mukusim. So whatever Ha'aris he had, we kind of put there. And Shir Yimayecho, we did likewise. But there are a couple of points which are just standalone points which we haven't dealt with before. So number one is Reach. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reishis Zayin says that B'samim shel erva, like for instance, if they used to wear like some type of a box of perfume or something, and they'd have it hanging around their neck, or they'd be holding it, and if it's an erva, someone who's ushered to you is wearing that perfume, so you're not don't make a bracha if you smell it. You shouldn't be smelling it in the first place. It's ushered to smell it because it's just going to lead to hergal aveira and kiruv aser. And therefore, also, the Taz there in Reishis Zayin says, even if this woman removes that box of perfume that she has on her neck, and she puts it down, you still shouldn't smell it, because since you know who it is, you know the woman, so it'll still come to Hergel and Aveira, because you'll associate that smell with the woman. And the Piskei Tshuva, who quotes all this, says, and this is true for B'sam Mishal Ishtar Nidu also. Because okay, she's an erva.
Who said
that? The Piskei Tshuva. He says, this is all true. He quotes all these Makoros, and Piskei Tshuva is here. And he says, this is all true for Ishto Anida. You can't smell her perfume, because, you know, it's going to be Hergal Aveira. So, the Darkei Tshuva quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who has a caveat. He says, this is all what she was wearing. She put it on herself, or she had the box on herself. But what's left in the bottle of perfume that she didn't use, that is mutter to smell. There's no kveda on that. Okay? So that was the point of smelling. Okay? Another point is Havdalah candle. So Rav Moshe points out there's no problem with the wife holding the Havdalah candle and the husband making the bracha and using the Havdalah candle to look at his hands, his nails. There's no problem with that. The only problem it talks about was when there is tobacco, and they like tobacco, and there was like a zeya, like a steam or whatever it is, or that would come up. So that would be like a chibor. So you shouldn't. I don't know exactly what it was, but he shouldn't light his tobacco, and she's holding the. I don't know what it was. Whatever, there was some steam. So that was a chibor. But there's no chibur by a candle. She's holding the candle, you're just looking at the candle, no problem with that. Okay? Last issue, the other issues we dealt with, is singing, kol. So, we'll do it in the chumra tekula progression over here. So, the lacham esimla says it's aser to hear ishtanida singing. Okay? So that's the extreme. The Ben Ishchai also says it's also to hear her singing, but if the kid is crying and she has to calm the kid down and there's no other place for the husband to go, so she's allowed to sing to calm the kid down. Okay. It's one madriga less. Now, Rav Moshe writes in Yerus Moshe Yoridea, based on the Piskei Tshuva, Roy Lahachmir. Again, a little bit less of a lashon than totally also. It's Roy Lahachmir. Rav Moshe, based on the Piskei Tshuva, who also is a little, ambivalent about it, says Roy LaHachmir. And now we'll go to the other extreme, which is Rav Abadi, and also not just Rav Abadi, the Sophos Re'im, which is a commentary on the Re'im. Okay, he says it's absolutely mutter to hear the singing voice of one's wife who's in Nida, and he says, the whole reason that there are Osrim is because the Gemara makes a hekesh between Ishto Nida and Eshesish. So the other posts, they make an extension. The same way you can't listen to an Eshesish, someone else's wife singing, so you can't listen to your wife who's a Nida singing, because there's a hekesh between them. But he says, Al-Kurcha, that hekesh isn't a lagamra, it's not a full hekesh, because there are things which you can't look at the makom goloi of an eshes ish to get hana, but you're allowed to look at ishto nida's makom goloi, her face, to get hana. So you see that that hekesh isn't a full hekesh; it's not 100%. And Mara and Kol are like in the same category. That Kol echorik marach nova, they're in the same category. So that hekesh, she feels, is not good enough to generate an iser to hear your wife's ishto nida singing, and he feels that this is a, you know, in a love, you know, you can't. He feels this is ironclad and raya in a love tshuva, and you can't slug it up. And he feels so. That's the progression between aser, mutter, you know, and gets more mutter.